Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode of Relaxitate. No, Mike Pace, K Dub, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's good with you?
What up, Mike? Why you got that smirk on your face, Mike? Why you got that smirk on your face?
I'm just thinking about some stuff, man. Think about some stuff. What's happening, though?
Man, chilling, man. Like always.
Oh boy.
Hey, listen. So we was out last week, you know what I mean? After the draft, so we didn't get to, you know, talk about that or whatever, but it was pretty interesting, you know what I mean? Shout out to Trayvon. Shout out to everybody that got drafted, first of all. But for sure, you know, number one. And All the UGA guys, all the SEC guys, but all them guys. Shut up. Hey, look, I'm telling you, I know we're a long way away, but I know they let you bet on everything, bro. Will Anderson gonna be the number one pick next year?
Alabama should have two of the top three picks. I
don't want to hear none of this mess coming up. Well, listen, man, turn on the tape. Now they got my boy Nicole, but it's cool because it turned Philadelphia to the.
I'm about to say I'm glad. I mean, I'm not glad for him, but I'm glad for Philly.
They turned Philly to the SEC East. You know, he got you know, but I mean, golly, SEC guys there on that team. They got Brown now.
They the SEC East on defense and the SEC West on offense.
Right, right. Yeah, so, but, nah, just shout out to them guys, man. You know what I mean? I know we didn't get to get on last weekend, so just wanted to congratulate all them guys. That's big.
Philly plugged two holes. One of them are a huge hole in the middle. Jordan Davis and Nakobe Dean, them two good picks for them. I like them.
And then you still got Graham, and you still, oh my gosh, bro. Yeah. And then you get Brown, and then you still got Devontae, and then, man. They should be able to do some stuff. But yeah, shout out to all them guys, man. All the draftees, man. That's a hell of a dream to come true, bro. Woo, man. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, but you know, man, listen, it's coming down to it, man. It's been some great games, and some
not so great ones too.
Some what the hell is that games, and you know what in the world. So you know, we'll jump in straight with. Hot off the press from last night, bro, with Milwaukee and Boston. It's man, I mean, if you're a Boston fan, I know that hurt. If you're a Milwaukee fan, I know it was great. If you're a basketball fan, you just had to love it. You know what I mean? You know,
let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think, like, looking back at that play, do y'all think Smart could have really got that pass to Tatum? Like, for real? Because it, to me, it looked like it was too much in between him and Tatum to get
earlier. So look.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Because he was finna throw, even if Drew don't steal it, he's finna throw it away anyway. Because Connaughton was going, because if he tried to throw that ball, I think it was Jaylen Brown. If he tried to throw that ball to him, Connaughton going to steal that anyway because he left his feet.
Right there. I don't know how Tatum got there open, but
it looked like everybody was focused on the ball instead of focusing on him.
He should have.
He wasn't the only one open. It was somebody all the way down in the corner that was open too.
But my thing is, because Connaughton was doing his job because he was right there with Brown. But how Tatum got that open, I don't know. I think Giannis was playing center field, which, I mean, he athletic enough to probably even contest it if Tatum get it. But – you know, with that being said, y'all, how y'all feel about that game? You know, of course, we had our picks. I picked Boston. Q, you rolled Boston. Kevin, you picked Milwaukee. And, of course, that ain't like it ain't like it's a soft spot for us. Like it would be like if we was picking Bama football or UGA football or something like that. But you know, it's all in fun. But a couple questions, you know what I mean, off of that. So for one, do y'all feel that Boston blew it or Milwaukee took it or a little of both or whatever? And do y'all think that that is over, that that killed Boston?
So it's always going to be, realistically, it's always a little bit of both. Because it ain't like, I mean, Milwaukee, I mean, they won. So obviously, you know.
They did things.
They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Boston gave that game away. You can't lose that game. You can't, like, that. They control the game, the entire game, bro. Like, oh, you can't
lose the game. For the first 45 minutes,
And I knew they was in trouble because it felt like they dominated the game the whole game, but they never really, like, took off.
Pulled away,
I think they got up by, 13 at one point? Something like that. Maybe even a little more.
That was 13.
Yeah, but you got to put them away. I knew when they let him hang around, it was over. And then we know Giannis a dog. This man can't throw it in the ocean, but with a minute and 40 left, he step up and hit a big three to cut it back down to three. And then Drew Holiday come back down, hit another three. And then Drew Holiday just basically defensively took over the game the last couple possessions.
And that midi he hit was big too.
Yeah.
That midi that Drew hit.
Yeah, that snap. Man, Bobby
Portis finished it off.
Yeah.
So I'm a well, Q, how you felt? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's gonna be both, but just think about it, right? They basically control that game for 45 minutes, and then the last 3 minutes it just left them because they got out rebounded in the fourth quarter, they got out played in the fourth quarter, like it was just. And as far as them being done, like I think. So here's the thing: like it's an 8-man rotation, right? So you know the game going to affect different players different ways. I think it's probably two players on that team that game that they'll be able to turn over. I don't think it'll affect Marcus Smart. I don't think it'll affect Brown. I think Tatum. It might get in his head a little bit because he might be pressing in game six to try to make up for losing so he can get to game seven. So, but I think it's over, man. Last night was their way to win this series, but ain't no way they didn't win two in a row.
So for me, I think I give Milwaukee a ton of credit, right? Because you gotta stay engaged, right?
Yep.
They was down a few times. But I'm gonna say Boston, I'm with Kevin. Boston blew it. I'm gonna go 60-40, right? I ain't gonna be crazy, because I'm gonna give Milwaukee like a lot of credit.
Yeah, you got to.
So but I'm gonna say with Boston, it was some key possessions in that game that I felt like killed them. And To your point when we was talking about Jason Tatum a few weeks back, he was shooting a bunch of threes just for no reason. And then he just started going to the basket. He scored almost every single time, right? But I felt like during that time when he was jacking up them threes, if you're going to the basket, they might have pulled away, Kevin, because they was having like 8 and 9 point leads and they came down three straight possessions and shot a three and didn't make it. He did. Yeah. Then they came back down. And so I think that two was another key possession. That one when Marcus Smart went down the lane and lost the basketball, Brown or Tatum got to have that ball.
Yeah.
I feel like it's two. So this is what I think going on. Remember when Smart called him out?
Yeah.
And that's fine. Whatever. You know, I wish he wouldn't have done it publicly, but it's fine if you do that behind closed doors. Whatever. I think right now they're being too nice.
Yeah.
One of y'all gotta have that basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
No ifs, ands, buts about it. It has to be Brown or Tatum. And you know, like, you know, we was, you know, having our little, you know, debate or whatever. Listen, man, I'm not that dude, though. I'm not that dude to say if Brown got that ball, I'm going to live and die with Brown or Tatum. But one of them has to have that basketball down the stretch every time. I didn't see them with the ball enough. I saw Tatum get it, and he was, you know, he did his thing and got, but on that possession, that one, you know the one I'm talking about, Marcus Smart went down the lane, he just lost the ball. They hit him. That's when Wesley Matthews hit the big three.
Hit the three in the corner.
To cut it to three. Yeah. Brown or Tatum has to have that basketball. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Those was key possessions to me. I don't have a problem with the one at the end. That was just a hell of a play by Jrue Holiday. Like, wow. That was huge. I mean, he cuffed it like LaPhonso Ellis back in the day. You know what I mean? That was a hell of a play. But it's just, I think at this point, Brown and Tatum, y'all, you got to understand who y'all are.
Yeah, and he got to understand who they are in all fairness. Because
that's a great point. That's a great point.
At the end of the day, bro, you're a defensive stopper. You're a leader. But you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. Boys need not the offensive threat that they are.
Check this out. It's like Draymond.
I was thinking that the same thing.
Right? And then remember when him and KD had the little fiasco? It wasn't that KD was saying you ain't whatever. But in this situation right here, I need this basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it goes both ways on the other end. You know what I'm saying? If there's an opportunity to switch to get Draymond on the guy with the ball who's the best offensive player, KD, you got to switch with him and let him be in his element and let him shut this guy down. You know what I mean? Because Marcus Smart, that's not your role is to be the guy offensively. Your role is to be the defensive guy. You know what I mean? So
and it speak volumes to the players, like, knowing roles and knowing situations.
Yeah.
LeBron didn't even try and get the ball when Kyrie had that ball.
Yeah.
In that finals. You know what I'm saying? To give some context, that game seven, I don't think it was because he didn't want the ball or whatever. He know Kyrie was a better three-point shooter than he was.
Yeah.
And Kyrie got the basketball.
And the confidence.
And I trust it.
And
so,
when he just he's a better three-point shooter than him, he's a better ball handler. He can get his shot easier too.
Right. Right. And so, you know what I mean? I think that was a great point, Kevin. Like, you have to understand and know who you are too, right? Like, it's just like we play ball all the time. Right? Like, oh, we need a two to win or three to win or whatever. If we playing, you know, three to win, I'm not trying to take that shot, but I can get you that shot.
Yeah.
Right? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get you that shot, or I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And it's just, it just is what it is. I think down the stretch too much, Brown and Tatum got to have that basketball more. They do a great job playing as a team, but that's
They got to ask for the ball. They got to go and take the ball, in that situation.
But this is the thing, though. But so that's what Kevin's saying. It's a combination of both. How many times in the Brooklyn series did you see guys telling KD come get the ball or give him the basketball?
Yeah.
It didn't work out. He couldn't, you know, he didn't do whatever he did. But even when he was in Golden State, you would see Steph Curry and them. They would give him the basketball. Steph Curry, one of the greatest players we ever seen play basketball, dog. It ain't a knock.
Yep.
And he can get whatever he want. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about Steph Curry. We ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is Steph Curry, bro. So, you know, I just think that, you know, they have to understand. You're Jaylen Brown. You're Jason Tatum. We're only going to go as far as y'all take us. Because guess what? Milwaukee. Only Jrue and Giannis was going to have that ball. Now, that making the right play stuff was going to come into play if somebody get open. Yeah. But they was going to have the ball. And they had the ball.
It was going to go through them either way. So,
at the end of the day, to me, Marcus Smart is doing too much. That's what it comes down
to.
Yeah.
Like at the end of that game, bro, you have the ball on the last two possessions and you did nothing with it but get turnover. You didn't even get a shot. You know what I mean?
So I tell you something funny that you said that, Kevin. So the twins came in. Marcel was at the gym playing. Somebody had volleyball practice. So they came in the house. So I'm telling Marcel what happened. Now, this Samaya, who won't even, she just know names. Yeah. This is so funny. Guess what she said to your point? She's like, why he had the ball so much?
Right.
This ain't Marcel asking that. This Samaya. So, you know, that was funny, though. It's funny that Kevin say that. But yeah. I just think, man, and I think, you know, I don't want to slight Milwaukee, though. If that, you know.
I feel you. You can give them credit. Yeah, you can give them credit and say what it is.
There's enough credit and blame to go around. And at the end, because I love Marcus Smart. I'm not saying that Marcus Smart is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You know,
it's just roles. It's roles.
It's just, he's just out of his element. Like, that's not what he should be doing in that situation.
Because we've always loved Marcus. When he was at Oklahoma State. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and just like any situation, you know, we could go down – all 30 teams and say who should do be doing what and it ain't come on it ain't Rockets. Like if you in the A, Trae Young gotta have the ball. If you this place, Luka and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? But so the Clippers like Boston. Kawhi PG, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in LA, Bron. Yeah. Like, so you know, but I don't want to sound like I'm saying like Boston just like Milwaukee ain't had no business with it. Nah, they did some.
I get it. I feel what you're saying 100% because at the end of the day, Giannis had 40.
Right.
So, and even though the game ended how it ended for Boston, Milwaukee still had to make the plays to win it. So
Giannis hit a three. That ain't what Giannis do. He hit a three. Drew was terrible shooting the ball. A lot of these came through clutch. West, you know what I'm saying? Pat Connaughton.
And Connaughton hit a couple big shots.
Yeah, it was huge last night. Bobby Portis with that rebound.
Yeah.
Right?
That was off that free throw. That was huge.
Yeah, you get that rebound, that game might be over.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I just I don't want to sound like, because Milwaukee, man, they stayed in it too.
But
they was down double figures in the fourth quarter.
I think it's the fact is that Milwaukee, they're champions and we expect that for them. Like, you know, I'm not surprised they won that game. Mm-hmm. It's like Boston, you got an opportunity to go up in this series.
There you go.
Possibly take control of it.
Right.
In order to win it. And you didn't take advantage of it. Cause you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has the ability to win this whole thing.
Right. Right.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Nah.
And you had them on the ropes and you didn't take advantage of it.
So like that year, LA was the champs. And Dallas weren't having it. They won the first two in L.A. They like, oh, we can't go give them no life. We got to go back to Dallas and beat them. Hadn't been no champion at all.
Yeah.
Right? Situations like that. The first time Golden State went. You know, when Oklahoma City and Golden State, and they had the opportunity to put them away and they didn't. Yeah. Flip it to Cleveland. When Cleveland, they was up 3-1 on Cleveland.
Yeah.
So when you have those opportunities, you have to do what you have to do.
I'm not picking against Milwaukee. I mean, I haven't all year, but I feel like Milwaukee gonna win this thing, bro. The way they playing without Chris Middleton, able to do what they doing, and the series ain't over. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're gonna win the series. And the fact that if they can beat Boston without Chris Middleton, their second best player, bro, like.
Well, for
that says a lot.
For me, these are the two best teams.
Yeah.
Complete teams. Phoenix right there with them. But these two teams right here, man, and it's been everything, right? Besides the one game that got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's been like, what more you want? Like I said, I'm in here like, Jason Tatum, go to the basket. See, like, as soon as I said, boom, he going to the basket, getting this, getting it. He went down the lane, dunked the ball, you know. But I'm interested to see how they respond. Like Q said, I think Tatum will be fine. Cause this one thing I see with this team, man, it seems like they got each other back, right? Like they like Milwaukee to me. Like they bonded. You know what I mean? Like they a real team. Ain't no egos, ain't no this, that, and the third. And I think they'll hold it down. I'm not saying they'll win the next game, but I think they'll give a good showing. I think they'll definitely give a good effort, man. Cause and then they coach, man. It's like it seemed like they taking on his personality.
Yeah, Udoka doing his thing. And give a little credit. Give some credit to Al Horford, too, because Al Horford been
hooping. Some. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Kevin. What? And when he caught the ball off the rim.
I ain't expecting another 30-point game out of him. For the rest of his career, I ain't expecting another 30-point game
Q, I'm right there with you, dog. But when he caught that ball out the rim last night, I thought it was over.
I saw it coming.
I said, oh, it's over. I'm like, man, yeah. Big Al looking like he back in the A. But that game, four?
Yeah.
Cloud, have mercy. But hey, listen, the man went crazy. But and you got to be happy for guys like him, right? Like, what I mean? Just a workhorse, good guy. You know what I'm saying? Do his thing. But it's been great. You know what I'm saying? It's been great. You know, I picked Boston, so I'm going to stick with him to win this next game. But, you know, But man, you got it.
Tough to win it in Milwaukee.
It is. And that's what the other part of it, I think you got to win that game to have two chances to win one, right?
Yeah.
But now you got to win both. But you know what? If you're going to beat the champ, you got to beat the champ. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what you needed to do last night. But now, hey, it add even more. But you got to know, Giannis ain't messing around now.
Yeah, that dude.
When he come out here, and that's why I told y'all, it's the ugliest, most dominant, most effective I've ever seen. Like he ain't even trying to do no moves,
bro. It's pressure. That's what it is. It's straight. He putting pressure on you. 48 minutes. He coming downhill.
But Kevin, even when he not. He got a rebound one time last night and went back up like Shaq.
And dunked it.
And like Jason Tatum just was looking like, bruh. Like,
when he dunked left hand.
He was looking like, chill. Yeah, it was off the rebound. He just went back up and dunked the ball.
Because he's so long that you don't think he can be able to dunk in some of them situations. And then he just like them standing dunks that he do.
Yeah.
Like I'll vert. You'd be like, how in the world did he dunk that? But then you forget he's 7 foot tall.
So that's exactly how Jason Tatum was looking at him, like, bruh, you know. So you know, I like this series, and I like this for Boston. Yeah. I like this for Tatum and Brown, cause I think they got something, right?
Yeah.
Win or lose, you knocked off two of the greatest players we ever seen play. You swept them.
Yeah.
You my favorite player. Like, got him out of here, right? You making it tough for Giannis. You can look. Giannis ain't – this ain't no cakewalk.
Al Horford always have made it tough for him.
Right, but I'm saying this is what it's about, though. You trying to win it all.
Yeah.
And you playing, like, the champ, the finals MVP, who last time was in the finals game scored. Get that them things, you understand? Yeah, this what it is, yeah. Right? So, but see, I like it what you said to when you say you got to put them away, like the national championship with Georgia and Bama, right? We ain't beat these dudes in what seven games or whatever it was. All we know, the heartache, the close ones.
Yeah.
Eight games.
When they fumbled that ball.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart, like, hey, we gotta play. Ain't no more Deacon Duncan run the ball. They shot. They threw the ball down the field three straight times. Like, we cannot mess around. Then came back and said, we gotta score a touchdown again. Like, we ain't trying to kick no field goal. We gotta score a touchdown. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what it's like. Like what you were saying, Boston, this is the champ. Like, you know, this ain't. Toronto or Philly or Cleveland, you know, guys with good players. These is champs. You understand what I'm saying? So, but I like it though. I like it, man. It's been a great series.
Yeah, I love that series.
Guys playing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. But Let's find a better example than Georgia next time.
I mean, oh, yeah, I know that hurt.
Hey, man.
You know what? That game could have went in two different directions, because we saw the other direction that game could have went in the other game last night. Because if they just stepped on their neck a little bit, I mean,
wait, hold on, Q.
The boy was
Q,
up by 50 at
Q,
one point.
I don't even know that wasn't gonna happen to Milwaukee. I'm gonna say that right there first of all. Kevin, I mean, come on, dog. Q, what the hell was that?
Dude, look, man, you know how you can be watching the game and just go like 1 minute.
Is what we're talking about.
Memphis
and Golden State. Like, you can be watching the game and like it's 28-24, 31-27, and then you blink and it's 59-34 before you can breathe. Like, I don't understand. And you got two of the best shooters in the league right now, one of the best defenders in the league right now, all on the floor. And like, I don't know what's going on with Golden State, right? Cause Steph can't hit anything, Klay can't hit anything. Like, I don't get it, man. And like, you can't get beat like that in the playoff, dude.
Not like that. Now listen, and Q, we're gonna up it one. That wasn't one of the best. Them ain't two of the best shooters in the league right now. Them two of the best shooters ever, right?
Period. Yeah.
One is the best shooter ever.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other team best player in street clothes.
I'm talking about, like, you can lose. Hey, listen. But my gosh.
Like, I expected Memphis to win that game. Like, I didn't expect them to be up by 50 at one point, though.
52-point lead?
In the NBA playoff game, dude.
In the NBA playoff game, Q, that, oh, yeah, happens to be the series that is the conference semifinals. This ain't no 1-8 matchup. You understand what I'm saying? Bro, what the hell was that?
It's hard to explain, right? Because, like, of course, Golden State ain't got blown out before, right? But and Steph and Klay both struggled in the playoffs before. This ain't nothing new, but they like I don't even know what to say about that, man. Like, y'all start watching it. I kept watching it because I couldn't believe it.
to me, it's like a throwaway game. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just like, I don't think you can read too much in it. You just got to, like, get rid of it.
And I'm with you on them kind of games, Kevin, but 52?
Yeah, Kevin,
because
I
think that's what they did. I think when it got to a certain point, I think they checked out. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, whatever. I can see that.
It's over with. Like, right, I don't think the end result matters as much to them as it does to us, because it just looked so bad. But I think they just checked out. Like, let's get ready for the next game.
I hear you, Kevin. But like, this Memphis team, they play off confidence, and to beat somebody like that can give them confidence going back to Golden State to try to push the seven game.
They're not gonna beat Golden State.
So
you don't think so?
I don't think they'll beat them. What more concerns me is moving forward for Golden State, right? Because I have seen some stuff repeat itself. They can't consistently get going.
Yeah.
They not much smarter than Minnesota, bro.
Who, Memphis?
You think so, Kev? They playing dumb?
No.
They not much smarter than Minnesota.
Well, nah, they not. But I'm talking about Golden State for me, though. What scared me moving forward is they haven't, like, got a string of games where they just, like, consistent right now.
So, before, I'm like, Golden State is done. But I think, like, really what I mean is I think we've seen the last of that
dynasty
caliber dynasty team that we saw. That's what I think.
Well, it's Jekyll and Hyde. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got blew out in that finals when they beat Cleveland, right? When they caught fire. Yeah. Darren Williams and all them. Remember that? And then they didn't win another game. But to me, like we haven't seen that Saturday night they caught fire, right? But then you come right back and it's like, I don't know though. They just hadn't consistently shot the ball well. Steph missing free throws. When the last time we seen him miss this many? He missed like.
He missing wide open threes too.
But he missing free throws.
Yeah, man.
I think he missed something like 10, 20 free throws all season or something like that.
See, we're judging Golden State off past history and what we've seen. And we're judging them off the name Golden State Warriors.
To a degree.
They're not the same Golden State Warriors. They're good, but they're just not. They're not the same Golden State Warriors that won the championship.
Because they got the same main pieces, but that bench they had back then was hellacious too.
And they're older.
Yeah, that is a good point though, Q. That bench was crazy.
And they're not nowhere near the same defensively. That bench.
That team
back then was a defensive team. They don't play the same defense they played.
Cause think about what when they won the first one, of course you had the mainstay, Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Harrison Barnes and Iggy and Barbosa, Sean Livingston. Andrew Bogut was on that team. David Lee.
Most Spates in terms of stretching the floor.
Most Spates was on that team. Yeah, they're a lot different. And then you go on to the next year, they had that same team. And then, of course, they picked up KD. But they still had Livingston, too, then, right? But, I mean, you know, I'm not worried about them in this series because I don't think Memphis could win three games in a row against them. But moving forward, whether it be Dallas or Phoenix that you play, shooting – that inconsistent is worrisome for me, especially if you playing Phoenix. You understand what I'm saying? You know, Dallas too though, because Dallas can mess around and get hot and shoot you out the building. You know, Dallas ain't been playing much defense in this series, but they was playing defense in the season. So, you know, but I don't think Memphis will beat them. It's just stuff like you say. It's a bit of a lot of, you know, a throwaway in there.
Yeah.
But like I say, concern for me is just they ain't been shooting consistent. So,
and then when I say it's not the same Golden State team, that don't mean that I don't think they can make it to the finals.
But right, right.
I don't think they can win it because I actually like how they match up with Phoenix in the playoffs. Because if you take Aiden out the paint, he can't really punish Draymond. You know what I mean? So, and going as far as going back at him on the other end. So,
Well, I mean, it is a good matchup. You got Paul, Steph, and Clay, and Devin, and Mikal Bridges, and they starting Kuminga now. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Like, they inconsistency scare me. But I don't see them beating. I mean, I don't see Memphis beating them because, like I say, without Ja, that's going to be hard to do, win three games in a row against them. It's going to be super tough. But that was ugly. That was surprising. But I'm going to still say Golden State, whether that be 6-7, whatever the case may be. But what
– I think they'll push it all the way to 7. I do. I mean, I hope they do, just for basketball's sake. But
you think they'll beat them in the Bay in the next game?
I think some of this confidence will carry over, and they'll win it closer in the Bay, and then Golden State will beat them back in Memphis.
I think they'll always remain confident, but I don't know about
beating them. That's a throwaway game, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't think that game means nothing.
As far as confidence go, they confident anyway, right? But I don't see them going up there to the Bay without Ja. At being that you played that, they Golden State played that bad. Nah.
Yeah, Golden State could turn around and do the same thing to them.
That's what I was gonna say. They might turn around and win by 30.
Them vets over there, bro. They seen it all. You know what I mean? That I don't think that game gonna affect them that
bad. Yeah, that's true.
Steph gonna definitely come out and, you know, do what he do. I just think that, like I said, for me, the concern moving forward. But, you know, so, you know.
Boy, get out there in Golden State and mess around. Steph get his mojo back. You know, Klay do what he do. Jordan Poole mess around and get to 25. Like,
Kuminga get
that's
a couple.
That's who was missing on last night.
Yeah, and because it's a road game.
Kuminga get a couple dunks. Wiggins get a couple dunks. Is.
Them road players don't play the same on the road. A lot of them don't. They get home especially and get comfortable. Playoff. But I don't see Memphis winning that.
Nah. I just that was just like, what the hell was that? You know.
Yeah.
So Stan in the West, what y'all think? Dallas and Phoenix.
I honestly don't think Dallas can win. I kind of want Dallas to win for some reason because I'm becoming a fan of Luka.
Mm-hmm.
And tell Luka put that 260 on him, it's over with.
You think he could play right guard?
Oh yeah, for sure. Luka pulling, I'm telling you. It's over with.
Tall sweeps.
Whoever in front of him, it's over with.
Yeah, he getting tall sweeps all night long, yeah.
I think I got Phoenix. I got Phoenix in seven. I think Phoenix wins a game seven and put Dallas away.
What you think, Q? I'm with you, Kevin.
I think it ends tonight.
Think so?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's over tonight. Yeah,
I'm
going to go ahead and put them away.
I'm a roll with Kevin, man. Luka, big game hunter, dog.
Hey. Hey, that boy's something serious.
He a big game hunter, dog, and
is. But I think Paul ready to get the series over with. So I think he gonna take over tonight.
Yeah, but Luka just as big a dog as he is, though. You know what I mean?
And he not gonna go out without a fight. You understand what I'm saying? And then this the thing when them guys in Dallas get going too, they get going. You understand what I'm saying? Like that,
with it and Maxi Kleber and them start
Kleber, Finney Smith, and you know they start rolling, Brunson. Man. Yeah. So they're gonna be a tough out. I like what they have too moving forward. You know, but
I think it'll Book be gonna give you 38. Bridges gonna give you 30. CP3 gonna give you 15 assists, and it's gonna be over.
30 from Bridges
tonight.
I think you're more likely to get 30 from Aiden than Bridges.
Yeah,
nah, Aiden gonna give you 18. Aiden gonna give you 18 and 18.
Hey, but when Aiden get in his bag and he's like assertive,
man,
he be getting Kevin, buckets. Bro.
You can't stop him.
I love to watch him play when he be down there working, dude.
But that's what you said. You said that a couple weeks ago, Q. Like when he get like that.
Yeah. I love to watch it, man. That's old school big man play right there.
Yeah, he play tough. Like Big Pat or somebody enough, man. When he start, like Q said a couple weeks ago, when he play like that, it's fun to watch, bro.
It's tough to beat them too when he playing like that.
Oh, absolutely. Because now
when he got that mid range going,
he money with it too.
Yeah, he nice. You know what I mean? But I don't know, Q. I think I'm with Kevin though. I'm seven games. I think Phoenix will get him in seven. But I just think Luka is not. He ain't no.
It's gonna
chump.
Be a good one tonight.
Yeah, Luka ain't no chump.
Be a good one.
Luka, listen, man. Luka is not a punk, bro.
Tell him.
He. Oh.
That boy put that weight on him.
And that dude ain't with 23, 24 now.
He young,
man. Luka by 19.
This is his fourth year in the league.
He's
like 22, 23. That's crazy, man.
Super crazy.
This man been playing, you know, I'd be over there. He been playing ball since he was pro ball since he was about 13.
He in English class tomorrow. He got a game tonight.
Exactly. You know? I got a game tonight, Teach.
I got a leave early. I got a game in Poland.
Right.
I got to go catch the plane.
For sure. Nah, I'm with that. I think I think Luka gonna play big, and they're gonna get back in now. So check it out though. Interesting, the other night, Philly and Miami, right? Did not see that coming. Is it the same? Y'all,
what part didn't you see coming?
So I didn't see that blowout, right? So now this is what, and shout out to Joker for winning the MVP. I thought that should have been Embiid, but that, you know, shout out to Joker. But this is the thing for me. You see Embiid's impact. If he don't come back them two games, I think they get swept, right?
Yeah, they get swept.
But I did not see, I thought Miami would win game five, but not like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, Q, when I said I ain't see that coming. Bro, I did not see that coming.
But I mean, you could see, like what percentage would y'all give Embiid right now that he's playing at?
To my health wise?
Just like his overall. Yeah.
Probably 75%, maybe.
Yeah, 75. I was gonna say probably about 65 to 75, cause he banged
up. I
don't
even give him that much. I don't even think it's just his body. I think he kind of banged up mentally too, just cause. Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw that Cody gave the other night. He was like, they're gonna say something if I don't play. They're gonna say something if I do play and don't play well. So I have to go out there and play. So I don't know if I even give him 70%, if you know what I'm saying. So, like, I don't.
Yeah, he jacked up now. You know, the face, and I give him a lot of props for playing.
Every time something go near his face, he go down.
Oh, bro.
Like, you don't even have to touch it.
Dog, I'm jumping on the ground if something come near my brother. So I give him major props for even playing. But what I will say is, see, this is kind of like the one of the curses of, like, the social media thing. Like, who cares what they say? Joel Embiid, if you hurt, don't play. Don't worry about them folks. You know what I'm saying? I do give him, you know, major props, major salute for playing. But, man, bruh, you ain't got to prove to them. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to sound like, you know, yeah, I know fans and this, that, and the third. But, dog, if you jacked up, you jacked up. But do y'all buy into that he was off because of the whole MVP thing?
I don't
buy into that either. I thought, now, I don't know. Like, I didn't see them getting blown out. I thought Miami would win the game. But, you know, kind of like Kevin was saying with the Golden State, like, sometimes teams get rolling and it's just, you know, it is what it is. But that team tough to gauge, because Kevin, like, it was funny, but I do think what Quinn, like, a lot of that stuff is piling up, that whole situation with Ben Simmons, his physical part with the eye and what else wrong with him, his hand, and then they said something else. Yeah, concussion. There was something else, I think, with the back of Twitter. I don't know. But it's been a lot on him. I mean, he carried that team. You know what I mean? The whole time that before they got James Harden, and then they had the four games, and everybody thought James Harden was back, old James Harden. And then they had that one game Sunday. But I didn't think I thought that was an outlier game for James Harden.
James Harden was an outlier.
He just don't look right.
So something tells me that Miami gonna put it away in six.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not gonna be surprised if James Harden and Embiid come out there and win it. If they win this next game, it just, that game is so, that series is so hard to judge to me, because
it's weird. You have Miami in the first two games looked like they was gonna dominate it, and I know Embiid wasn't there, but I'm thinking the way they're playing, even with Embiid, they can't beat them. Yeah. Then my Philly come back out there, and then you get game five to just go totally left, right? Like, they blow these cats out of the gym. Yeah.
So Kyle Lowry playing?
I don't think so. I think he's still out.
Yeah. But I don't. That series is hard to get.
It's weird.
Like, it's just, I'm just gonna sit back and watch. I say Miami because that seems right. They seem to be the healthier team, the deeper team, the more talented team.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird because, like I said, the first two was totally Miami. We do know no one beat.
Yeah.
Philly come back. And then game five was just like, what? Like I expected Miami to win. They was at home. Philly had 1-2 in a row. I don't think they good enough to beat Miami three games in a row. But my gosh, was it 39?
And that's something you have to look at too. At the end of the day, sometimes you just got to throw that score out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know they got blown out. But at the end of the day, if they win that game, they beat Miami three times in a row. Like you said, that's hard to do.
Yeah. You know what I mean? With any series at this stage of the playoffs, like right. Nobody in the Boston Milwaukee has even won two in a row.
Right.
Right?
Until like next game.
let's go, Tatum. Let's go. But so I think Miami will put them away, but I am with you. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
They could come out and be half 35. It's tough though, because I do think, like Quinn said, he is protecting that his face, and I don't blame him.
Yeah,
I know that guy to hurt, and then the ball hit him in the face the other night.
So he's just going through it right now, man.
And James Harden I just don't know if he can give you what.
James Harden got a whole belly out there, bro.
Yeah, man. I think I made that call kind of hoping.
Hey, man, just because
I didn't realize how different he looked. I saw a picture somebody posted and said, I missed the old James Harden. His body looked totally different. This is Houston James Harden, too.
That man got a whole belly out there, bro. Like, he got a bill belly. Like, he looked like a high school girls basketball coach.
He's like a high school
basketball. Yo, this man crazy. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, bro, but I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know, man.
Playing in the NBA looking like that?
Word. It's a few things that like I just will never understand, right? I don't understand how you could play in the NBA and not be in shape. I don't understand how you could be in the NBA and not shoot free throws, be able to shoot free throws. It's just, you know what I mean? Few things like that.
I don't understand how you can be in the NBA and shoot like Bismack Biyombo, because every time I see him take a free throw, I'd be about to throw up.
Right.
Because like, how can you look at that on film and be like, yeah, I like that shot. That's how I should shoot. yeah, I like that one, right? That's how I'm going to shoot from now on. That's what I'm going to do. Like, that don't make no sense to me.
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah, I don't understand.
And I don't understand how somebody that look like George Niang can be in the NBA, because that boy body look horrible.
Bro, he did not look like that at Iowa State. I promise you that. I was watching him the other night. I'm like, bro, I was like, yo, this dude had muscles at Iowa State.
He looked like when Boris Diaw forgot that the strike was going in and he had to come back.
Yo, seriously though, bro looked like, you know, like he playing pickup.
Like he's gonna cut grass.
That's what I'm saying. Like his body looked like he a guy that like to play ball, and I'm going to shoot to the wild or whatever, you know, to the park or whatever. Yeah, I promise. The other night I was like, yo, this dude had muscles at Iowa State. I promise he did, dog. He ain't look like that. And it happened fast. Because he was in, what, Utah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't got
every time that. I see Philly play, I think about that. Man, how is this man in the NBA looking like that?
Them Philly cheese steak, huh? He don't want out there to Philly start eating no more Philly cheese steak, man.
Hey, yeah, man, if you just watch it, it's just so fun watching him trying to move.
Yes, so bro, I'm telling you, I'm on the same page with you, dog. And then he struggles so bad to like close out or like guard anybody.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
He got to take like 3 steps before he go anywhere.
Right, right. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I ain't even going to do Boris Diaw like that because at least he was still skilled when he was fat. Like, I don't even know what Jordan Niang do no more.
Shoot three. Shoot corner three. Shoot spot up three. Man, look, but they did my boy. They did my boy Bim around. They had Bim out there going LeBron. Hey. Boy, D, I was about to die.
Got a man, Beamer.
Beamer was so tired. They gave him the ball. That boy shot an eyeball in the paint. Beamer like, hey, Pop, you got to give me a blow, man. Hey, look. Yeah, that man called LeBron, bro. Hey, LeBron had him in the post. LeBron, he was banging with LeBron, you feel me? But hey, LeBron won. And you know LeBron won. And Miami, I think that was like the biggest he ever wore, bro. Right. He was swole, bro. Hey, boom, boom. Hey, LeBron like to kill Bim out there, man. Straight up. Shout out to Beamer though. Beamer played 1-5, bro. Beamer played a point guard, everything. I like old Beamer now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why you call him Beamer, Mike?
Huh? Y'all know why. You know why I call him man Beamer, man.
Oh, man.
Boy, y'all crazy. Yeah,
man. Yeah. I don't know why I just went in on the end like that. But
nah, I've been thinking this the whole year. And then it's focused now because, you know, this we watching these series. I watched the other day. I said, boy, when did this man get this fat, bro? I'm telling you, cut.
How you run that muscle? You got to eat horribly if you run that much, as much as an NBA player run.
Yeah,
the thing about shoot around and practicing games and all of this, and you fat. How in the world you get fat when you run that much? Hey, you got to be eating like 3 pizzas a day.
Bro, I'm talking about for
4 burgers. Like,
cause you, I'm talking about dog, ain't no way. But I don't mean, you know, I don't know, but yeah.
Like, it's your job to stay in shape.
Straight up. Like, bro, this is what we do.
And like, only exception to the rule is Luka, cause he moves so slow that he can't, it hard for him to get a good sweat in.
Yeah.
You know what, Kim? I wonder what Luka's diet is, because I don't think he can, because of the way he plays, I think his diet has to be, his diet has to be on point, because if it isn't, he'd probably blow up to like 300 pounds.
Man, it can't be you.
No way.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way. He's 22 and look like that, bro.
Them boys eat crazy. At 22, he ain't.
Am I giving him too much credit?
You giving way too much credit. Right. Don't start thinking about eating right until they're in the middle of their career.
And if he was eating right, I promise he wouldn't look like that.
I promise you. If he was eating right and just playing ball, eating right and just being an NBA player, he wouldn't look like that.
Think about when Melo got to Denver that first couple years, and then he got right. Remember what he looked like when he first got there?
Yeah.
And he dropped like 18 pounds. Now he got right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, Q. He died in that Dallas having
crazy.
Good time.
Mm-hmm.
He done hooked up with Zeke and Dak. They out there just getting He got that.
He eating right, all right.
Luka eating with Tyron Smith.
Mm-hmm. He good.
Yeah. But so I got Miami, but I'm with Kevin. I don't think I wouldn't be surprised if Philly won. But I'm gonna go Miami tonight, and I'm gonna go Dallas tonight. Yeah, word. I'm gonna go with them. And Q, you got Phoenix and you ain't say nothing about Philly or Miami. My bad. Who you got?
No, you picked Philly to win the East.
Word.
I had such high hopes for them, man. Cause I like Embiid and I want to win one. But I mean it's just too much on them right now, man. They can't.
Yeah. Cause look, let's just be real. Let's just say they beat Miami. They won't beat Milwaukee or Boston.
No, bro. You can only win it when it's your time to win it. It's not like, your time.
Like, think about that. If they, you know how hard it'll be for them to beat Miami at this point. Think about what Milwaukee or Boston would do to them, bro, like defensively. Think about what they would, either one of those teams would do to them defensively, bro. You know how tough, look how tough it is for Giannis to win. What you think they finna do to James Harden, bro?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. And it ain't no Drew Holiday over there guarding him right now.
Yeah. Think about Milwaukee. They making it tough for Tatum and Brown. Man, they don't even Philly don't even have a wing nowhere near equivalent to Tatum or Brown, right?
Hey. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Philly ain't even scratching the surface of having a wing Tatum or Brown. I'm talking about it ain't even like you look for miles, it ain't even close, right? So imagine what Wesley Matthews, Drew Holiday gonna dig in to Maxie and Harden,
man.
Tobias Harris. Like, then if let's just say it's Boston, they gonna throw so many bodies at him because you're not gonna stop him. You got Tice, Robert Williams, you know, if he be healthy and come back. Well, Grant Williams at Big Al. Oh man. Then you got to contend and guard them on the other end. Good luck.
Because if Grant Williams out there playing in five, he's stretching you out. He's shooting 40% from three.
And Tatum and Brown going straight to the rack.
All that space.
And we ain't even talk about Marcus Smart playing defense. Yeah, nah, it'll be tough, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the same, just like we were saying with Brooklyn. Even if Brooklyn would have got by Boston, they wouldn't beat Milwaukee.
Man, Milwaukee tough.
You know what I mean?
And they doing this without Chris Middleton. That's the thing, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we forgetting. I mean, we're probably not forgetting, but it's just because he's not playing right now. He's not even in the picture. Like, Chris Middleton, bro. Like, we're not talking about, like, no regular guy. Like, this dude in the finals last year went crazy.
In the finals, the conference semifinals, the conference finals, when Giannis got hurt.
Yeah.
So – yeah, nah, it's tough, man. Cause even if Miami can't beat Boston or Milwaukee for the same reasons, especially without Kyle Lowry. Ooh,
that's what I was just about to say, especially with Lowry. Right?
But how long is Lowry out? Was it a hamstring?
So yeah, look, it could be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, Ken, with them hamstrings.
Nah, I feel about them hamstrings, boy.
Yeah, bro, it's and he's had like a history of problems with hamstrings. So, yeah. But, you know, nevertheless, it should be good tonight. I think that Dallas-Phoenix game going to be really good.
Yeah.
I think that game going to be really good. Like, I'm with you, Kevin. The Philly and Miami, it could be a 20-point blowout Philly way. It could be a 20-point blowout Miami way. It could be a buzzer beater Joel Embiid get a tip in. I don't know.
Who knows, bro? I'm just gonna sit back and watch that one.
Yeah.
But I think Luka finna.
Yeah.
Finna go ham.
I think Dallas gonna be rocking.
Luka finna go ham.
Eat some ham and go ham.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, Luka gonna pull up with a milkshake.
I don't know, man. I think it's over tonight, guys.
I don't think so.
You think so, Q?
It might be.
I don't know, man. Luka got, I'm telling you, Luka got it. Oh, big game, bro. I'm coming. And even if he lose, guess what? He going to shoot 17 for 45. He gonna try to.
Because the only person I've seen that can really defend Luka and do a good job, really, is Chris Paul. But do you want Chris Paul
exerting that much energy? Luka
exerting that much energy now? I got to go back on offense and run the offense or not? No.
And you going to foul him.
You going to foul him. He going to make you foul.
Yeah. Out there guard Alex Leatherwood.
Right. Man, come on, man.
Out there guard Jedrick Wills, man.
Out there guard Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
What he finna do with this man out there, man?
Like, he really is like Trayvon Walker size. Like
for real, bro.
Man, like 6'7", 260.
That's crazy.
I know, oh, man. He almost signs Dallas Turner.
Man, there you go. There you go.
No, you talking about Kawhi.
Look, for real though, Kevin. Now Dallas, he might be that now.
The picture Q sent me, yeah. Now
he is now. Before, he,
I ain't trying to hit no 240 like last year.
No way. Dallas was a 3-D player last year. Dallas was a 3-D. Hey man, that's a bad boy though. Boy, I like old Dallas too. Yeah, Dallas get to the bed. But yeah.
So let me ask y'all this about Luka, man. So y'all think do y'all think he'll be able to keep up this same play if he don't start taking care of his body though?
Not over like alone. He'll start having injuries.
He's gonna end up looking like James Harden.
Yeah, he'll break down faster.
Exactly.
So young, he got time to get it right.
How much time though at 260 though?
He'll start having knee problems and back problems and ankle problems and hamstring. He got to get it right now. You know, bruh, long season.
He got Dirk though. So y'all think Dirk will start getting in his ear about that?
And at the same time though, he's slow just like Dirk. So when you're dealing with somebody who's not explosive, like they live by different rules, bro. Like,
but I think Dirk was in better shape.
Dirk is in way better shape.
Yeah.
Dirk was 7 feet, like 220 or something like that. Right. Dirk was always in shape.
So that's the thing, you know. I think though that the injuries are starting, but I think he loves ball, so I think he'll take it upon himself to get right. I hope. Cause yeah, I love watching this fat ass play.
when you young, man, you ain't worried about that. You just worry about hooping. That boy probably eating McNuggets and Baconators and all kind of stuff.
I mean,
he said Baconators.
Nah, for real. Cause if we gonna be real about it, look how small Jordan was, how small Kobe was. Like LeBron just looked like that. Like he came to the earth like 5'5". Yeah. 150, so you know what I mean? Like guys like that. But to his credit, he never got out of shape, you know what I mean? But so yeah, I'm with you, Kevin. When you younger, you know what I mean, you feel like, oh, because you remember when I got hurt, I'm still eating pizza and I know I done gained 20 pounds. Like, bro, you're not playing ball every day. You know what I'm saying? You ain't lifting no weights. You ain't doing nothing but still eating Papa John's and Kevin. Kevin them pull up to my him. Everybody's son to eat his McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That thing. I know. I'm talking. It came quick. Like, bro, what the hell? So, yeah, you know. Look, wasn't no more Kevin throw a lob. Like, more like, Kevin, I feel like a blob. Yeah, so.
Kevin, hit me in his pocket. Let me get this jump up.
So it'll change quick for you. But I think he love ball, so I think he'll be fine, man. Because I love watching.
You got to get it in order, though.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Cause now it hit you like a ton of bricks.
Gonna end up like Zion. Cause Zion gonna have to do something. I hope to God this offseason, this man take this seriously and lose some weight.
He gonna because
I'm gonna take I'm gonna take before. I'm gonna take the fact that we ain't heard nothing from him that he's actually like doing something about it. I'm gonna take it as that until I see something.
I wanna think he is, man.
I wanna think he is too, but he ain't showed me no reason to believe it.
But this the thing.
Yeah, you right about that.
Why I'm with Kevin, like why it's so imperative for him, because he naturally big.
Yeah.
Like he just gonna be big anyway.
Regardless,
so you definitely can't just be, you know, like, man,
I think that's why it was so easy for him to gain weight, because as soon as he stopped working out and he kept eating, like them pounds just.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's what happened to me. I went but 23. Bam. I was like, what the hell?
He just like Charles Barkley, bro. Like Charles Barkley played college ball at like 300. And he said, Moses Malone told him he got to lose weight. And if not, like, you're not going to last. You're going to eat yourself out the league.
And they so like athletic. If you think about how fast like Barkley was, like Zion and explosion and you It's tough on little guys when they explode. Like Johnny's bothering him right now, yeah. Right? You imagine coming down 300 pounds on them things, though.
It ain't gonna last long. He ain't gonna last as long as Ja if he keep doing that, if he don't lose some weight. Mm-mm. And I ain't talking about, you know, going down to 220, but, bro, you got to get to 250, 260.
He got to get, like, he need to get with, like, Julius Randle or one of them NFL defensive end guys and see what they doing, because he's similar in size. He, you know, he could be a left tackle. Yeah. You need to get with one of them guys and see how they eat and train. I know it's a different sport, but you got to get your body right, right? So, you know, because you got too much talent.
Yeah, because that's the type of athlete he is, really. Like, he mm-hmm. just, like, he's something different than we've really seen in a long time. But I bet it's a lot of NFL offensive and defensive linemen that will look similar to him if they play basketball. I'm pretty sure it's a whole bunch of them big 6'5", 6'6", athletic linemen. They could probably dunk kind of like how Zion. Maybe not to that extent, but kind of like how he do.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
Right?
Perfect example.
You know, I mean – we see them all the time and running around the SEC. Probably a bunch of them guys, man. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Darnell Washington right now at UGA, yeah. Right? You know, O.J. Howard.
I ain't no tell what Tyron Smith would look like if he played basketball.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine.
Like Mike Peters.
Oh, my gosh. Bruh.
Ain't it Mike Peters?
Yeah. Play left tackle for Philly.
Yeah. No. That's a big athletic dude.
I'm talking about, bro, he get out and be moving.
Yeah.
Like, y'all could have ran this counter to me. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but I hope he get it right. He'll get it right, man. You know what I mean? I you know, I hope he get it right, man. He'll be all right, man. Yeah. Look, man, it's getting down to it. It's going, man, I'm telling you, I think that Dallas game going to be all that, boy. It's going to be good, boy. Hey, oh boy, I sounded old. That's yeah,
I like that Dallas squad, man. They got my boy Spence over there, Jalen Brunson,
Finney Smith, Bertans.
I just wish that Hardaway was there.
Oh, that sucks. He be balling, bro. Yeah. But you know what, man? Shout out to Vic Oladipo, man. You know he get, man, because that hurt me, man. When that man went with them injuries. You know,
I was always back, a big Oladipo.
Yeah, man. All the way back to Indiana. He got them injuries back to, I'm talking about major though, right? Back to back. That was tough, dog. Yeah, so
he from out there y'all way, ain't he? Virginia.
Shout out to, yeah. He from DC, I think. Yeah. I ain't from DC. But shout out to Vic, man. I don't care if he ain't scoring 20-30. It's just, I know it's a breath of fresh air for him to be back out there. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, bro. For real, dog. Shout out to Vic, man. But, you know, like you say, Kevin, we might get one of the greatest games this playoff, so we might get a snoozer. Who knows? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Quinn, I'm for real, man. We might be, the phone might go dead texting. It's so good. Or it might be like, man, I'm for the play 2K.
That's what I did last night when that Golden State game got crazy.
Man,
I'm through with this.
Man, look, I went to surfing the internet, bro. I said, man, this thing was trash, bro.
Yeah, man, I kept watching that because I couldn't believe it, man.
It was unreal.
Dude was missing, man.
It was unreal, for real, though, Q. I feel you. Because, you know, it be like that sometimes. You're like, you know what? I want to see exactly just how out of hand it's going to get and how great these dudes gonna play and how bad these dudes gonna play. So sometimes it be like that. I feel you like, man, I gotta see this. Yeah, I feel you for sure, man. Man, it's gonna be all right, man. Q, man, give us a Braves update right quick, bro. I ain't been watching baseball. I vowed to watch way more this year, but I just been on this basketball heavy, man. So, and shout out to the WNBA, they back. My bad, go ahead.
You know what, we're peddling along right now at 15 and 16. We was at the same point, at the same exact record last season at 14 and 16.
Right.
And, you know, I'm excited because I think a lot of people forgetting that this team last season, they didn't have Ozuna because he was going through that little situation with domestic violence and stuff. But he's back out there, and a lot of people ain't mentioned that. So, and then Acuna is back. They got him playing.
How are you looking, though?
His bat speed, his foot speed is back all the way, but yes. he's still getting warmed up at the plate. He got a couple home runs now. They playing him. I think he's playing four games on, and then they sit him for a couple of games. So he didn't play last night, and I haven't checked the lineup for the night to see if he's playing. They split the first two with Boston, so the rubber matches tonight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they sitting right below 500. I'm excited though, because Olsen, he ain't really warmed up. Acuna ain't really warmed up. Dansby ain't really warmed up. It's a lot of guys that can break out at any point right now. So I'm really happy with it, y'all. Even though they sitting under 500, I'm excited because I think this is a second half team. So.
One thing we know with baseball, hell, they play so many games. You
that's what I'm saying, man. they send that game 30 right now, man. They got 100. they got 130 games left.
and we talking about 500, like that matter. They're like, bro, please.
They got 130 games left, man.
Yeah. That's a lot of baseball, bro.
Bro, that's a lot of games. That's a lot of games. That's a lot of games, man. That's a lot of games.
Like I understand. Who said, like, we gonna put the NFL season at 16 games? We're going to put the NBA season at 82. But y'all go out there and play 162 games.
and you think about it. 16 football games is a lot. Right, exactly. Like when you start talking about football, well, 17 now, right? And then you got to go through the playoffs and to the Super Bowl. 82 basketball games is a whole hell of a lot. Thinking about then you got to win 16 games to win it all. In addition,
man, I don't want to hear no dude. I don't care how big of a baseball fan you are, man. You're not finna sit there and watch 162 game nine innings, dude. Come on, man. That is impossible, man.
I used to.
Because you're crazy, Kevin. You're crazy. Up, you're crazy.
I was about the Braves every single day.
You're crazy. Yeah, listen. I'm talking about as kids. I'm talking about like as adults, man. I'm not finna do that.
I'm not finna watch one game nine innings. I'm not
finna. I was gonna say I never watched all, but I used to watch them a lot, right? But I used to watch like all of them though, like all teams, not just the Braves. TBS though, for sure, right? But that's just too damn much, dog.
162 games, man. That's crazy. I only see how them dudes do it, man.
I'll drive myself crazy.
Yeah, you would get like mentally, you get wore out.
Look, like,
physically, you can handle it.
I bet they be looking at NBA players to buy low management. Man, please. Man, please. Low, really? Really? Okay. All right. Low management. 82 games. But we still rocking, bro. Woo, that's a lot. That's a lot. And then think about
it. Yeah, man.
They do double headers and stuff like that.
I was just finna ask, they still play double headers?
Yeah, they do. But they don't schedule them like they used to. They don't do them now, like if a team miss right a game.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Because you remember they used to schedule double headers sometimes. Yeah.
Which is insane to me. Like, bro, that has got to be the most asinine thing in the world. Bro, they deserve a bonus that day.
And they be scheduling like in the middle of something, like the first game be at 12, and then the second game start at 4 p.m., and it's still 100 degrees out at 4 p.m.
Like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Knock it out.
I can't do it. Even when I played in high school, I used to be walking around in center field in circles. Like, bro.
Just angry.
Just mad. Like, bro, if you don't throw this ball over the plate, let him hit it.
Listen.
Holy kill, man.
That's why I quit playing baseball. I played baseball for like 6 years straight, like, you know, as a kid. wasn't really good, but I just liked playing. You know how I was back then, though. Everybody played everything. Then I started being able to hit pretty good. You know, I was pretty decent, man, hit home run. And, man, I think my best season, and I was out there in that field one day, dog, and it was already, like, pulling teeth for my daddy to get me to go to practice in a way, like, I used to try to dip out in the neighborhood, you know, go play basketball or something, be riding bikes. And he would pull up on me. Boy, you know what? They made me put my back, bike in the back of the trunk, whatever, right, in the truck. So I was out there more, bro. Bro, we weren't even midway through the season. But I think we might have been on the way to practice. I told my dad, I said, I ain't playing next year. Hey, little do I know, now that I'm a grown man, he probably was like, thank you, sir. I don't feel like thank you, baseball, dying and all that.
Baseball's a grind,
bro. Bro, it's a grind. Then, like you say, it's hot. And we was on that level. Mm-hmm. Imagine on the majors and the minors. People think the minors are cakewalk. Bro, them boys busting everything.
Man,
yeah.
The miners are worse, dude. Yeah, y'all should see, man, this Triple A team down here in San Antonio, man. Y'all should see their facilities, dude. It's crazy, man. And them dudes, they ride buses everywhere. Yeah. Man. They don't fly, man.
Bruh, we used to go watch the Bay Bears and Mobile and the Biscuits in Montgomery, right? Yeah. So I heard David Price talking one time. He used to play for Montgomery. Bro, this man said he missed the bus. He had to drive his own car. He was on the way, caught a flat tire. Bro, this story was horrible. Bro, he got to the game like right before it started. Bro. And you know, he a pitcher.
Yeah.
Man, it was crazy, bro. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that, like they got cool. It. They got a team here at Tiffany be like, can we go to the minor league game? I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. It's too hot.
Bro,
we talking about going to a baseball game.
I'm gonna go to an Orioles and a Miami's joint. I should have went to a D-backs game when I was in Arizona, man. But I'm gonna go. You know what I mean?
Oh my, no, you crazy. Unless it was a night game, you crazy.
Oh no, it was definitely gonna be a night game, Q. Oh, everything, it was gonna be a night game, dog. For sure. Nah. Yeah, Arizona don't play, bro. Arizona don't play. Anybody want to know what Arizona feel like? Go turn your oven on and stick your hand in there. Yeah, that's what it feel like.
Exactly. If I go to a baseball game, I need to go to a Rockies game or something like that.
a Seattle game.
That man talking Mariners about the Rockies, the Phillies or something.
Yeah, like something like that.
Boston. Yeah, nah.
Let me go to a Twins game.
I was just, you know, because I was looking at it the other day, Q. I was watching, I seen they was at that point about 13 and whatever,
and, 16, something like that.
Yeah, man.
Check back with me in August.
Now, I'm gonna pick up here though soon, you know, once all this NBA stuff over with and thing like that. I'm gonna pick up on it, you know. You know, I'm going to get back, you know, back right. But right now, that NBA got my full attention. And then I've been checking out, you know, I got to stick my nose in there and that NCAA football and in the NFL too. So, you know, I've been checking that out. Yeah. What? Hey, man, listen, Q, don't act like
I'm
that. You know,
man, I can't. I don't even want to talk about it, man. It's too far away, man.
It's going to be a showdown, though. I listen.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, we're gonna be December. We're gonna be back in the A,
Mike, listen. I hear what you're saying, Mike, but you don't even want to talk to me about the prediction for your Bulldogs, man.
Listen, it
might shock you a little bit
because you're a hater. Listen, bro, if you think anybody on that side beating them, you out your mind.
I think Florida might get them this season, man. I think Florida might get them.
You is smoking all the dope in San Antonio. Now, if you just said, the opener, Oregon or Auburn in shambles, Tennessee, they got a nice, you know, something coming back. And my boy down there, what's the guy used to be at Bama? Eipel, man, he got that offense percolate. You hear me? But defensively, I don't know where they're going to be. But if you just said them, Kentucky man, Stoops, just he just, man, I love Stoops. You think about what this dude went to Kentucky, bro, and just, you know what I mean? Constantly winning.
Yeah, he got a little program now. Oh, he got a little program. If he could get, I don't think he'll get no players that can take you. Kevin, listen, they got you ain't seen the mock drafts for next season. They got this dude going in the first round.
He nice though,
but he ain't that nice, Mike. Homie, he ain't that nice.
Q outside of B Rice, who else is? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Same thing gonna happen that happened this year. Will Anderson going number one. B. Rice going to be the only quarterback taken in the first round.
Well, he won't. Dude from Ohio State, too.
Oh, I'm being disrespectful. C.J. Stroud. Them two.
Yeah, Rancho.
Will Anderson. Will Anderson number one. Jalen Carter going to go top five. Well, I'm telling you now. Jalen Carter going to go top five.
Stroud to go top five.
Stroud and B. Rice going to go top five. Yeah. Who else? What's the fella from Kentucky name? Joey something? What's his name? He Levis. Nice. Yeah, I know you're talking about, but Will Levis. He big too, man. That boy can play.
They need that Tim Couch type.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, no.
Gunslinger.
They ain't gonna never get that again. Cause I'm just saying I like what Stoops has done to go there and do that.
Oh yeah.
But right now, the way the landscape is. If you ain't beating out, what's my guy? Just went out there to UNC.
You know what, Mike? Now that you mention that in that context.
I can't think of his name either. No, Lincoln Riley.
If you ain't beating him out for the QBs, you got to beat Saban. You got to beat Kirby. You got to beat who another QB?
Ohio State.
Now, we just talking about the big dogs.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them going to want to go play in the Big 12.
And now you got – your boy out there in Texas.
Oh yeah,
Sark.
And I think he gonna get Texas right.
Yeah, because just be honest.
There's too much talent in Texas.
It's gonna be out of them, Bama, Georgia to get young Manning. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Dude, you disrespectful to the Manning name, brother.
It's I don't want him, man.
Listen, man, that boy last name Manning. I'm giving him a shot.
You can have him. Again, you can have him. I don't want the hype, man.
Well, your coach say he ain't signing a QB till he signs somewhere. So, now, what you think about that?
Why you on that arch?
It's just too much hype around him, man. I mean, it's just I don't see it, man. I just don't see it, dude.
Listen, man. I just don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what it is, what to see or what I don't see. I don't never know a high school quarterback.
I'm horrible at evaluating high school quarterbacks. So I don't know.
But I'm going to tell you like this. His daddy named Manny. I'm giving the boy a chance. Them other two Mannings, they panned out pretty well. And the hype was around them too now.
Yeah. It was, but it's too many that's upcoming, coming out.
It's going to always be that way with somebody named that's that legendary. So I feel you, but I'm just saying, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. I'm going to give him a chance. Look, that would be like if I was coaching college basketball. You damn right I'm going to recruit Brandon James. And what the youngest one name? Start with an L. What's his young son name? LeBron's son.
They say he might be better than Brunson.
Bryce Maximus.
Bryce, yeah.
Yeah, man. Nah, man. Look, you got to. Just off nothing but publicity alone. I'm getting them. But you know, Q, you know what? So you said who? You said Florida? Boy, please.
I think old Billy Napier gonna have Richardson rolling by then.
Yeah,
they got Richardson in the top as a top pick next in the next draft too.
Jalen Carter them gonna have Richardson ass rolling too, like they did last. You seen that shit storm that happened when he came in the game last year, didn't it?
Yeesh. Hey, he's more mature. He has a better coach. The culture's changed.
No wide receivers, no running backs. Give me one.
None.
Give me one.
None.
All right.
He the running back.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, listen, we'll see you in December. What, the fourth, third? I don't know what the game, the date is this year. We'll see you in the eighth. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you in the eighth.
I'm just saying, Mike, man.
Listen, I know you don't want to see them. I hope Bama don't make it.
I can't tell you how bad I want to see Georgia in Atlanta.
You don't.
Hey, AQ, Mike, you don't. He forgetting about one QB out of the East. He even forgot about old Spence.
Exactly.
Spencer Rattler.
Exactly, Mike.
His ass gonna need a rattler and a pacifier too.
Hey, man, I'm just not a Spencer Rattler fan. I never have been. I
had to forgot about him too, to be honest with you.
Kevin, I forgot about him until I seen the thing on the spring game. I said, I forgot.
You said something about it.
Man, please, Spencer Rattler. Hey, look. Yeah, we're gonna rattle, Mike. We're gonna rattle. I'm telling you. I'm worried about Will Levis because Will Levis can play.
He's nice, but
I feel like Kentucky needs more than a nice quarterback.
And I think defensively they lost too much. And Georgia coming back with K-Mac, and then you got Kendall Milton, and you got, man, listen, man, Dejon Edwards. You know how it go in that running back room down there, man. Oh, yeah, defensively, listen, we're going to surprise some folks. We're going to surprise some folks. Okay.
No, you're not.
Okay. Quinn.
No, you're not.
Quinn, when Georgia defense ever been lackluster now? It ain't going to be – that right there was just that was some other stuff right there, what happened last year. Now, we know. I mean, obviously, right, that you got – the most ever
dude
drafted
had,
in the first
dude
round.
Had 87 dudes drafted.
Right. And but I'm just saying.
Every time a Georgia player got drafted, I got excited.
And guess what? Guess what? The best D lineman still there. Jalen Carter better than Jordan Davis. Man, wait, I'm trying.
But the only thing about that though is I'm not gonna say he's the only one now. I'm just saying.
You damn right you ain't gonna say that. You want me to get the rattle in the mouth? You want me to get the rattle?
Go ahead.
Listen, man. You know better than that now. You know Kirby ain't down there with the cupboard bare now. He ain't just stock up for last year. That man had stuff all in the warehouse. Now you think them boys ain't finna come out there? All right. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Listen now. All right. Dude, I'm just saying. Bro, he learned from the master. Now you think he just had enough money to spend for last year? Got put a little money away.
I'm just saying. Saving to give him all the tricks is what I'm saying.
Hey, listen what I'm saying to you, man. Let me tell you something. That man been there 6 years. That man have been to 4 SEC championship and 2 national championships. You think that?
Because he playing in the East, man.
Hey, man.
He playing in the East, man.
Hey, man. He playing who in front of him. You understand what I'm saying, too? He playing who in front of him.
Been paper bags in front of him. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Q. Paper bags, plastic bags, body bags. It don't matter. We coming, man. Hey, look. I can't wait. Hey, get what? You know what? You know, we should do like the Manning cast during the game. So we should.
That's a great idea.
But
actually,
we should all be in the same room.
That's
But look, if shit.
No, because the wrong thing go if because something go wrong, I'm gonna throw a bat at your head.
Listen, so I'm finna say if shit go left, I'm gonna tell that motherfucker. Kevin the only one sane. He the only one gonna be safe. Hold that thing down. He go left, I'm gonna tear thing up. Just go, hey. But Quinn, don't worry about what we got brewing down now, man. Eric Gilbert back. Oh, all right. See, man, listen, man. Go ahead on.
I ain't got nobody to throw it to, and that's the problem.
Hey, look. They plenty good, man.
You just better hope Kirby don't be this dude disloyal. That's what you better hope.
Listen what I'm saying to you, Quinn. Quinn, listen what I'm saying to you. Kirby could put my mama back down. We riding, bro. I'm riding with that man.
That's just not true, Mike. Maybe 5-6 years ago, maybe.
Listen what I'm saying.
You can't do that now, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
Quinn, I trust that man. What Kirby say we gonna do? If it work, it work. It don't. Man, you gotta understand what this man just did, bro. Man, the man brought the first Nat at home, bro. In 40 years.
Mike, we're not gonna have a real conversation about that, Mike.
Listen, what I'm saying, Quinn.
You my boy, Mike. So
Quinn, Quinn, I don't give a damn what you got to say about Stetson Bennett and Jameson William Knee. I don't give a damn about none of that. The boys won the damn game. And what the other boy? Mike. What the other boy that ran out of there that going to Texas? His sorry, I can't even catch the football. He turning his hand like this here thing. Mike ran his ass all the way up out of Alabama.
Mike, I cannot tell you how bad I want to drive that hour north to Austin. Go find this dude and break both his wrists. That's what I want to do.
So he was so terrified on the first one. On the next one, Chris Smith just bullied his ass.
Like Kevin, I don't know about you, Kevin, because I know how logical you are with stuff.
Lou and Chris.
Kevin, I know how logical you are with stuff. Me and Mike ain't logical at all. I know how logical you are.
I'm logical. But,
no, you're not, Mike. No, you're not.
Q is no, delusional. I'm logical.
No, you're not, Mike. Mike, no, you're not.
Kevin, what's up? Kevin just Kevin, a calm presence, and he gonna eat up. But Q, you delusional. I'm just crazy.
Kevin, I don't know. When I never felt comfortable just because I know how much hype that this dude had put on himself, been talking the whole summer, the whole season about how he should be on the field, like how ain't nobody on that team better than him. But as soon as that pressure got on him, you saw what happened.
Hold up, Quinn, and I ain't even no Bama fan. But better than who?
Nobody.
Are you kidding me? Bro, I'm not playing you over Slade, and Slade can't even run. But Slade gonna catch that ball.
He showed you. The fact that he, and this is no discredit to Trayvon Walker, because the man is an absolute monster. But the fact
that
Trayvon Walker catch him.
You let a defensive end catch you, bro.
A defensive end. I don't care.
Credit to him because you know that big dude got speed, but let that man hold you down, bro.
Okay, Kevin, I'm gonna count him out. Jalen Waddle, not happening. Jerry Judy, not happening. Devontae, not happening. Jameson, not happening.
Hell no.
Not happening. Listen, hold on. George Pickens, not happening.
The only one Miko Hardman is Jerry Judy.
No. Miko Hardman, not happening. Yeah.
Not in that moment.
Them boys from LSU. Chase.
None of them.
Jefferson. Even the guy down in Carolina. None of them. He ain't catching. Them boys from Tennessee this past season. Don't receive what he ain't catching none of them. Man, come on, dog. Yeah. You Man, I'm just saying, I ain't even no Bama fan, but bro, stop. Better than who? Mechie, Wilkinson, Bolden?
Nobody.
Man, stop. Nobody. Hush your mouth. Won't to?
I said won't to.
What the other boy ran up out of the Billingsley? Boy, cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out. See, but that's why he gone. He gone.
It's like John Allen said, bro. John Allen said when a kid come to him and tell him he want to go to Alabama, first thing he said, "You sure?
You sure?
Yo, everybody can't handle that.
Everybody can't. It's George is the same way, man. It's like you right.
It's certain colleges like that.
It's certain schools. Period. That's that way. Yeah. Not just Bama and Georgia.
A Ohio State.
Yeah. Like, you think you ready now? Okay. All right, come on.
At LSU when they got the right coach.
Now, what I was just going to say, LSU like that?
They be so iffy with their coaching situation sometimes.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
that's why I text y'all that yesterday. I said, I'm like, surprised.
That place is a gold mine if you can get the right coach in it.
Bruh. Exactly. That's the thing. And I'm so glad that they keep hiring the wrong coach.
No.
I can't tell you how happy I get when they hire the wrong coach.
Look in the NFL and see how many say LSU. Like, bruh. And then, like, I said to y'all yesterday when I said, I'm surprised B.J. Ojulari stayed down. I just knew he was going.
Dude, I ain't never seen a state so small that produced so many dogs. It's crazy.
Crazy. I'm talking about they be for real, bro. Yeah. They be for real, dog.
It's not just any dog. It be ferocious dog.
Yeah. I'm talking about straight up beast. Hey, Ed Reed from Louisiana.
Yes.
Yeah. Clemport.
Yes.
Clemport. No, Clemport, Mississippi. Clemport is
Mississippi. Okay.
No, Clemport, Mississippi. But still, close enough.
It's right there. Look, they can holler and you get they holler across the
exactly. It's the Bayou.
Travis Etienne, Shaw Lil, Eddie Lacy, right?
Eddie Lacy.
Even Baton Rouge.
Devontae Smith.
Yep.
Landon Collins.
I mean, it's been so many guys from Louisiana that they played in Alabama. Yeah.
Look, we naming guys that didn't even go to LSU. We ain't even got into that. Like the guys is, you know, Tyrann Mathieu.
They got out.
And Ryan Clark and Odell and
yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Marcus Spears and
oh Booker. Yeah. That's right. Oh man. I forgot about them. Hey, what's the name from now? Rohan David from Louisiana.
Yep.
Rohan used to ball. Yeah.
Rohan was Jamarcus Russell before Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. But look, he had more discipline in the league, so he
way more.
Jamarcus would be wild.
Wild or not, man. Oh. All right, man. Yeah, man. But Q. You just be ready, man. You know what?
We're going to talk. Mike, you still got a bet you got to pay up, but we ain't going to pay that up until football season. So
what? Oh, you know what? You're right. Nah, I'm hey, look, man. I lost. You know, I ain't lose. I got.
What bet was that?
I got Memphis.
The NCAA tournament.
NCAA tournament. I was Golden State.
Mike, I swear to God, Mike. I think you close your eyes and just start picking stuff. I really do.
I was trying to be the smartest man in the room.
I have no clue what made you pick Auburn. You know what it is, man. No.
Shut up. Auburn could have been undefeated and you would say that.
Right.
Of course. You're right. Mm-hmm. All we can have Shaq, Penny, it wouldn't matter. I'm still pink.
Whatever. But nah, I'm going to tighten that up. For sure. I'm going to tighten that up, man. But nah. Oh, before we go, though, man. Damn, rest in peace, Adrian Payne, bro. Yeah.
Man. Did you see, like, have you read the story, like, how it happened?
I just saw he got shot.
He was actually going to try to protect somebody, dude. And a girl boyfriend shot this man in the car. Like he didn't even get a chance to get out of the car.
That's crazy, man.
And I used to, you know, that was one of my guys. Kevin always say I was a Michigan State guy, but they just had tough guys. But man, that sucked bad, bro. Man, rest in peace, man. Prayers to his family, friends. Man, that sucks, man. Yeah, but nah, I don't have nothing else, man. I gotta get ready to roll out. Y'all got anything else?
Nope. Go do your thing, John Frank Houston.
Yeah. Shut up, Quinn. You know what? I can't wait the football season. I might come to San Antonio every Saturday.
Come on, dial.
I'm gonna get me a Southwest pass.
You trust me, you ain't flying Southwest from the East Coast down here. You better get on America, man.
And I'm gonna make you cook air and sand. And give me some of them fancy cigars you be having. Man, yeah, man, like Michael Jordan, man. Mm-hmm.
Fancy cigars and that fancy cognac.
Yeah.
I can't help it, man.
With his clear ice cubes.
Yeah,
I can't help it
about Boozy. You know, he be making his own ice cubes and all that.
They be Bama. What's it called?
Yeah, that boy be making. That
I can't
clear
find
ice.
One, man. I've been looking for one. I can't, Kevin. That's hard, man. I've been trying, man. That's hard.
See,
look. I've been trying. It's hard.
I ain't worried about no clear ice.
Nah, I just
pour me a drink.
Yeah. Quan be in there. Man, hell, man.
I got too much time on my hands, man. I'm sorry.
He go from the bar to thinking he's Starbucks. That man go from a bartender to the dang old Starbucks. Yeah.
I can't help, man. I got too much time on my hands, man. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I'm not,
look,
but
I'ma come down now. Me and Kevin. You ain't got to do much for Kevin. Kevin a hamburger.
Trust,
he's cool.
Trust me.
My bad. A cheeseburger. A cheeseburger.
Trust me. I'm going to go ahead and get the cow for Kevin. That's it.
That's it.
Me and you might. We're going to have us a whole meal. Kevin's just eating meat. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Kevin
Easy, Mike. Me and you, I gotta figure something out. But Kevin Easy, so
yeah. Man, look, cook for that preteen over there.
He kind of preteen.
Hey, give me some chicken fingers.
Kevin, you 40 years old, talking some chicken fingers, man. Come on.
Damn, how old I am.
That's what that man eat.
That's what I eat.
I be killing the thing too. I ain't gonna lie.
That's his source though.
That's who I am at the core.
He said at the core.
That man said at the core. Okay, that's what's up. But man, let me get out of here, man. That was another episode. Relax and take notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, homie Quinn. Hey. Playoff edition, man. It's getting crazy, but I love it though. But we'll get back at y'all next week. Hey, y'all click, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, jazz, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Again, we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Take it easy.